2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and DeGenevieve.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Stop the bleeding. We are upside down on teachers in the state of Utah. 1,500 teachers graduate every year. 3,000 of them leave. Do the math.
That's not great. I can do that math. That means 1,500 every year. I mean, this is a real problem in Utah that we have to address. And unfortunately, it always revolves around this. It's always about money, right? I mean, it's always about money. So just because that's the easy answer, I want to know what the blueprint is. Like, what does that look like?
Well, I didn't know this until you sprung it on me this week, Dave. Breaking news in the newsroom from Dave Noriega. He walks in with a packet of information. He's like, what I got? I just sat through an editorial board meeting where we heard all about this new plan from Envision Utah, Deb, and you got to learn more about it. And then we actually drove to dinner together, and you're reading from this blueprint to me about what is in store potentially for Utah teachers. And what intrigued me was, let me get back to this. I will become a teacher if you pay me $110,000 a year.
Yes. Now, this blueprint was given to Governor Gary Herbert. It was a task force. It wasn't like a state mandated task force, but it was a task force brought together, teacher compensation, of some heavy hitters. We had the president of the Senate, Stuart Adams. You're talking about the Speaker of the House, Brad Wilson, the president of the UEA. You're talking about people that deal with this every single year.
And the goal was to figure out how to stop the bleeding of teachers.
Yes.
Yeah, we have 1,500 graduate and come into the profession, but 3,000 are leaving. That's a real problem.
Yeah, we're upside down. And over the next half hour, we're going to talk about what does that look like? How do you get more people interested in going into the teaching profession? So that means graduating more teachers or getting teachers to come back. Ones that have taught, left, and let's see if we can bring them back. How about this? A six-figure salary. That's a possibility. And also we'll talk about when reality sets in, what's it going to cost? Is this practical? Is it possible?
So you brought in Jason Brown, who's the Vice President of Communications for Envision Utah. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's just start with the headline right now. $60,000 to $110,000 a year for teachers is the recommendation?
That's the recommendation, but looking at what would be comparable and competitive for other professions in Utah. I mean, there's a little bit of sticker shock when you look at that and think, you know, it sounds big, but really, if you look at other professions where you have a bachelor's degree focused on your career, it's not crazy. I mean, it's comparable and it's competitive. And the idea is that would remove the compensation piece as a barrier. People would no longer say, I don't want to be a teacher because they don't make enough. That wouldn't be an issue anymore.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people are saying and why they're choosing not to go into the teaching profession, because they're looking at the number and the starting salary. And I've pulled some of these numbers, and we're talking starting salary in Provo, $35,000. Alpine, $36,000. I mean, unless you have it in your soul, are you going to be a teacher for $35,000 a year, $40,000 a year? That is not a ton of money.
Especially when you look around and places are offering starting salaries is double that. So you got to stay competitive with the entry-level salary, but also teachers are topping out on their salaries, you know, at just amounts that they realize in the long run they really can't afford to live on with all the education that they're getting. And, I mean, they're not – so would that – would that bar be raised as well with your plan that you've presented to the governor?
Yeah, what we looked at was what would it really take in today's market? You know, Utah's thriving competitive economy. What would it really take to bring people into the profession, but also really importantly, to keep them around long term? And so the 60 to 110 figure is over the course of a career. That's good growth. That's, you know, and so that's what the recommendation is what's an attractive compensation growth curve over a career that's going to bring people in and keep them there.
The idea of a six-figure salary to be a teacher is absolutely, in my opinion, is absolutely going to be a game changer, because you look at what teachers are topping out right now. Give us an idea. Where are they topping out, and what does it take to top out as a teacher?
So it varies by district for sure. On average, as we looked, most teachers with a bachelor's degree are going to top out in their careers somewhere between 60 and 70,000. Some districts are a little higher, but, you know, somewhere between 60 and 70 is sort of where they top out right now. And we said, if we want this to remain an attractive profession long term, so that someone who becomes a really skilled teacher can continue to feel supported and fulfilled even at year 20 and 25 and 30 and 35, it has to grow like other professions grow.
Well, and this is really, I think, an important part of the pitch, so to speak, is if we continue to raise the starting salary, and we've seen this in the Canyons District, they just raised their starting salary to $50,000 a year. Park City is $51,000 a year. And if you're topping out at $65,000 or $75,000 a year, well, if I'm working in a career for 30 years and I only make an extra $15,000 or $20,000 over 30 years, that is
reason to leave.
Yes. Yes. That's why I think it is so genius to say, you know what, we're going to put a pretty significant high end on it.
Jason Brown is the vice president of communications for Envision Utah. We're talking about a new report that's gone to the governor's office. It's also in the hands of lawmakers as well, who sat on a committee to look at raising teacher salary. What is it going to take to keep teachers around and get new teachers into the profession? $60,000 a year starting salary sounds pretty good if you're a 21-year-old looking at a profession. What I've always been confused about, Jason, is this. These salaries are all over the map. If you're in Provo and you're making $35,000 a year, in Park City you're topping out, and I think they're up to maybe mid-50s now in the Park City district, or if you're entry level at $55,000. How do we align these so they're all on the same level playing field across the state?
Well, two things. First is, we're not saying that every teacher needs to make exactly this amount. Of course, you know, the idea is that districts would do what they do now, and they compete where they want to compete. They differentiate where it makes sense. It's all over the map, honestly. Sure,
you
know? And what we really wanted to answer is as we're seeing districts do as much as they can to try and be attractive, we wanted to step back and say, okay, it's what we need as a whole state is not for a couple districts to become sort of the top of the mountain, the gold standard. We need to figure out, how do we make the teaching profession as a whole in the state something that's really attractive, that's competitive? How do we elevate the whole profession so that teachers are supported and able to do what they want, so our best and brightest students are going into the profession, and so that students are getting the education that they need long term as well?
Well, stick around, Jason, because we want to talk about the downside. Got to go Debbie Downer on you. How in the world are we going to pay for this? We're going to discuss how much this will cost. And also, I had heard something yesterday listening to Doug Wright on Inside Sources in the afternoon, and he was talking about teachers may be giving up something in the way of retirement under this plan. Let's talk about that, too.
Dave and Dujanovic. Are you asking for Dave and Debbie everywhere?
Just say, Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
And stream them on your phone. The KSL News Radio app.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor,
You'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby?
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Oh, it is a big story, especially if you're a school teacher. How about this? There's a task force that's proposing to the governor and to the legislature, actually. The lawmakers have this in their hands as well. $60,000 a year starting pay for Utah teachers, topping out at $110,000 a year.
Wow.
Would you go to work as a teacher, Dave?
Debbie, I love teachers. I would consider becoming a teacher if it was 60 grand right out of the gate. And if I could top out, yes, show me the money. This is intriguing. And I think that's the idea. And what this task force was looking to do was not necessarily to hash out all the particulars. They're not trying to figure out this is the exact pathway to get there. It's, listen, school districts, if you're looking at recruiting, if you're trying to inspire people and get them to want to be teachers, this is the number that gets it done. Jason Brown joins us right now. He's part of Envision Utah, Vice President of Communications. Jason, thank you. Am I right? This is more of a blueprint to say, if you're curious what makes the difference, this is the number.
Yeah, that's right. We call this sort of a vision. You know, it's a roadmap. It's not, we're not trying to say every teacher needs to be exactly in this step of this at this point in their career, but if we really want to get to excellence in education, to great student outcomes, and of course to just make sure we have a great teacher workforce, this is what it would take.
You didn't just come up with this number sitting around a conference room table. What I understood is that you went out and surveyed students. And, you know, college students, and saying, what's preventing you from going into the teaching profession? And they sounds like a lot of them just said, you know, it has to do with can't make no money.
Yeah, that's right. We did a survey. We had 4,000 college students answer this survey, and we found out that a huge number of them, thousands of students in Utah, have thought about teaching, and compensation, salary was one of the main things that kept them away. And we also asked, so how do we change your mind? And they said, well, pay us more. If you pay teachers more, we'll change our minds. We'll go in. And so that was part of the thinking is, what if we could make teaching the kind of profession that college students, the best college students in the state, are really competing to get into the teacher training programs, to get into the profession? What would that do for elevating the status of education even in the state?
There is a huge pool of teachers out there just sitting there that aren't the 22-year-old new graduates. It's people that taught and then left the profession. Did you consider that at all? How do we tap in to those people? Because if you're just going after college students, you know, again, there's a lot of different interests, but there's a huge, huge pool of people right now.
Yeah, I mean, Utah's had really high turnover for a long time. And so we definitely talked and thought a lot about that. Our state superintendent made some changes a few years ago to make it easier for teachers to come back into the profession. Last year, she and the governor issued a plea for teachers to come back. But that was part of our thinking, too, is we have, you know, thousands and thousands. We almost have probably as many former teachers who are still in the age when they could be in the classroom and be effective as we do current teachers in the classroom. So what would it take to get them to come back? We did some polling of them as well, and sure enough, compensation and salaries was one of the main things they said, you know, that would help them come back.
Talking in studio right now live with Jason Brown. He is the Vice President of Communications for Envision Utah. There's a big plan, some suggestions in front of the governor right now on how to retain teachers. We have more leaving than are coming into the profession here in Utah. A lot of that goes back to pay. So we've been talking about raising starting salaries to $60,000 a year. And we host our Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line here every day, Jason. And every time we talk about teachers, the text line lights up. In fact, one of our listeners said, how are we going to pay for this? I mean, you look at the state budget total right now for education, it's $6.7 billion. So one of our listeners wants to know, how do we pay for this?
You know, we don't have a perfect answer for how to pay for it. We took with this task force what we think is the first step. If any company or organization was facing the same situation, they said we need to make sure we have the best people and that we're keeping the best people and that they feel supported and empowered, they would say, what does it take? And then once you figure out what it takes, then you can say, all right, how do we pay for it?
It's the idea of stabilization and then optimization. Sometimes we flip-flop those. Let's figure out the best way to do it. And it's like, if they're bleeding, let's address the gushing gash and the blood that's pouring all over the place. And then we'll figure out how to make the scar look nice.
Right. Yeah, that's it. We looked at this, and as we looked at all the elements, I mean, everybody comes to this conversation with ifs, ands, or buts. And as we looked at all those and put them into scenarios, what we really came down to was we've got to take the first step, and that is keep people in the profession, keep them supported, and attract people in. And then we can start to look at how do we make teaching as effective as possible.
How did the governor react?
He said that it was an important question to answer. He said that it was important to understand and look at what the market demands we do in order to have the best teachers in the world and to make sure our students are getting the best education in America.
So this is just the results of a task force, what you found through surveys, what will retain teachers, what will make people want to go into this profession as they're looking at college degrees. One of the things I heard when I was listening to Doug Wright yesterday afternoon on KSL News Radio on Inside Sources, he talked about how this could possibly affect teacher retirements. And teachers have pretty decent retirements. They've got to stay in the profession. I believe it is 30 years to get a pension, a monthly pension. Is there something in that report? And it seems to me that there was, that they're going to have to give up the retirement benefit that they have now in order to gain a higher salary up front.
Well, the recommendation is that nobody has to give up anything that they've been promised. We would never want to take away
grandfather teachers in.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that's the fair and the right thing to do. But When we also surveyed those college students, we found clearly there's not a college student in Utah who's making a career decision based on what their retirement benefits are going to be. And so if we wanted to create a compensation package that was a lot more attractive for young students, for our best and brightest students, we don't need to be offering these really expensive pension benefits. They want, you know, they want a little more salary with something that's more comparable to other professions, which would be something like a, you know, 3% 401k contribution or something like that. And so the idea is when we're looking at where people's compensation grows to, we factor in the benefits that they're already receiving. If you're a veteran teacher who's been receiving who has a really, really great pension benefit, you're going to get a salary increase for sure, but we need to recognize that you also have this really great benefit. And so you'll go up to the same sort of compensation curve that all teachers would be on, but the makeup of your salary and your benefits is going to be a little bit different according to these recommendations based on, you know, when you started teaching.
Now, there were several things. It wasn't just about money. You talked about family engagement, career pathways, scholarships, mentoring programs. But really, the big ticket item was the salaries and retirement. How much would it cost for something like this to happen? $60,000 starting salary, capping out at $110,000.
Well, not as much as you might think. When we first were running some numbers, you can calculate and say, oh, it's going to cost well over $1 billion. But when you also look at being more strategic about retirement, you can still give every teacher a significant bump in their compensation and their salaries and do it for $500 million, somewhere between $500 and $600 million.
All right. The state spends $3.2 billion on teacher salaries right now. If it increased to 3.7, is that the difference maker? I don't know. That's interesting. It's a great conversation. Jason Brown, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Envision Utah, for diving into this and finding out, is there a number out there, folks? But it looks like we do have a number. It's $60,000 to start and $110,000 capping out. That'll turn more people into teachers. So thanks, Jason. Good luck. It'll be interesting to see if districts listen. Let's see if it happens.